The transformation from mild-mannered chemistry teacher to morally bankrupt drug kingpin is almost complete. And fans of AMC's Breaking Bad are waiting to see what Walter White, played by Emmy-winning actor Bryan Cranston, will do next. When the series began, Walter cooked crystal meth as a way to bank money for his family while he faced a terminal lung cancer diagnosis. But then he was cured. Too late, he was in too far. And the fifth season premieres Sunday with Walt's wife, Skyler, played by actress Anna Gunn, beginning to wonder just how far her husband will go.
You show some kind of mild relief that I'm alive?
I am relieved, Walt. And scared.
Scared of what?
You.
Last season, Walt killed off his main competition and poisoned an innocent child to manipulate his partner, Jesse Pinkman, played by Emmy-nominated Aaron Paul. Show creator Vince Gilligan has said all along, we would watch Walt go from hero to villain. But his wife, Skyler, is also undergoing a transformation from unsuspecting spouse to partner in crime. In this scene from last season, Skyler is convincing Walt that the best way to explain their drug money is by saying Walt is a gambling addict.
For a fired school teacher who cooks crystal meth, I'd say you're coming out pretty much ahead.
I don't like it. I don't want Junior thinking less of me.
At least you won at gambling. I'm just the mom who wouldn't cut you any slack.
And Anna Gunn joins us from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
You know, I was thinking, I had a sort of Breaking Bad festival, catching up on all the shows. I was thinking a couple of things while watching it through fingers most of the time, you know, because of the violence. But it's sort of The Sopranos set in Albuquerque with crystal meth drug rings instead of mobsters. Did you think of Carmela Soprano, of course the wife, while creating your role?
You know, I did, absolutely, because early on, Vince Gilligan and I had a conversation, even before we shot the pilot. I wanted a little more information about where Skyler might go and what her development might be as a person, because there wasn't a lot to go on from the pilot. And he just summed it up in one sentence. He said, well, she's going to be Carmela Soprano, but in on the crime. Ah. And that was it. I was sold.
You know, we mentioned some of the violence. Does anyone ever say, wait a minute, I mean, oh gosh, you're really going to do that with a box cutter?
You know, this is part of, I think, the genius of the show and what Vince Gilligan achieves and all the wonderful writers achieve in terms of the balance of it. It can flip back and forth on a dime. You can be watching a pretty quiet domestic scene unfold at the White's dinner table, and then the next thing you know, you're out in the desert and something really bad is going on. And quite honestly, the violence in the show is an unflinching look at the reality of that world, of that drug world. I don't think he pulls anything back from portraying the graphic and sometimes horrifying nature of that world.
We do reporting all the time, and I think that while I'm watching this, huge swaths of Tennessee, for instance, have been, you know, devastated by the crystal meth plague.
Epidemic.
Epidemic. Yeah. I mean, emergency rooms are having to shut down because burn units are having to close because they can't handle it. Have you looked into that?
Quite frankly, New Mexico has a fair problem as well. There are billboards up all around Albuquerque, huge billboards saying, if you have a meth problem, here's a number to call. You know, just seeing, I remember when Brian was doing his research and seeing mugshots and they take a shot of somebody and then 3 months later take, you know, another arrest, have another mugshot and see the effects of just 3 months of meth use on one person's body and face. And it's just unbelievable.
What's the effect going to be on your character? You are also starting a descent. In fact, let's listen. Your character, Skyler, wants to buy a car wash to launder the drug money her husband's making. The owner won't sell, so she sends in a fake environmental official to convince the owner that his land is polluted, and then she coaches that official through an earpiece while she sits in a car. Let's listen.
Tell me why you shot me down. What laws did I break?
What laws? Several.
Tell me exact specific laws or I refuse.
Specific.
Right now.
Okay, hold on.
Wait. Okay. The New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act of 1978, Section 74, Chapter 4, Part 13 states, whenever the disposal of solid waste or hazardous waste presents
an imminent or substantial endangerment, the offender may be fined not more than $5,000 each day in which the violation occurs.
Was that
specific enough for you?
Again, this fake official mimicking your words. How are you going to reflect your character's spiraling moral high ground?
Skylar, I think, when she finds herself in a place where she can't take a step anywhere without ruining something, she can't leave her family. She's not going to turn Walt into the police. So now that she's not going to walk away, she's not going to turn him in, the only thing she can do, she thinks, is make this thing work. And she's so pragmatic and she's so practical-minded that her thought is, all right, well, if we have to deal with this amount of money, I'll launder it. I'm very good at this kind of thing. I can do it. But I think that the cracks and fissures that start to show in her character due to the fact that she's found out that the man she married is nothing like he used to be. And in fact, is when he says, I am the danger, she really comes to understand that that probably extends much further than she even knows. And I think that she starts to disintegrate internally in a way that we really, you'll really start to see in season five.
You know, right now you're more Carmela Soprano, very in control, very, you know, in charge. I wonder if it's going to become like Lorraine Bracco in Goodfellas.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Skylar is a very even-handed kind of character, and she's played her emotions very close to her vest. But absolutely, things start to break down.
This is Albuquerque. You grew up nearby. Your parents still live around there. But the way this is portrayed, it's like this sort of vast, soulless kind of everybody's indoors in air conditioning kind of. Mm-hmm. Is Albuquerque getting a bad rap?
I hope not. I mean, I think that Vince really had this idea for the visual of the show to be a little bit like a Sergio Leone kind of Western, you know, in that scope. And so I actually think that our cinematographer, Michael Slovis, shoots Albuquerque beautifully. He captures those colors. I mean, yes, there is something very lonely about it, but the colors that he captures and those broad, you know, vistas across a mesa and the dust blowing through, it's become as much a character on the show as anything else. And I really don't think it's making a particular comment on Albuquerque being any worse or better than anywhere else in the country that has this problem.
Well, you mentioned Vince Gilligan wanting this to be like the spaghetti Western of all time, you know, the Sergio Leone, the idea of the high noon kind of feel, and that there's that. But he also initially pitched the show as Mr. Chips meets Scarface.
Yes, he did.
And we remember no one was left at the end of Scarface.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's what we're all wanting. We all say, all right, how many more episodes do we have? And how many cast members are there? And who do you think is going to go next? And, you know, we have no idea. None
really?
Whatsoever. No. Nope. And I like it that way. We're as surprised by each script that comes in as the audience will be when they watch it. And I've always said that getting a new script delivered is like Christmas morning every time, because you don't know what's going to be there. And we're frequently left with our mouths hanging wide open.
Christmas morning of Santa, we're really, really sick.
With
and
Santa,
twisted.
We're twisted. Exactly. Vince Gilligan, Twisted Santa. That's right.
That's Anna Gunn, who plays Skylar White on the AMC series Breaking Bad. Anna, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
I even hear this music, I get scared. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.